Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in this video, I'm going to share with you what I call my life plan, my ultimate vision, and my ultimate purpose for my life. And I hope by me sharing this with you today and being as transparent as possible that I can really inspire you to create a plan for your life, that I can inspire you to create a vision for your life, something that's exciting, something that's compelling for you, something that will pull you towards creating the life that you really want and being the person that you really want to be. Because I believe that life is about becoming more, that if you're not growing in life, then you're dying. And at the end of your life, it's not about what you get, it's about who you became. One day when you have your funeral and people gather around to honor you, to celebrate you in your life, they're not going to talk about the house that you had or the car. They're going to talk about who you were, what kind of qualities that you had, what kind of character you were. They're going to talk about your mission, your purpose, what your life was really about, and what you gave and what you really contributed to the planet and society. And also having a purpose. We're going to talk about that too, because if you don't have a purpose, then why even exist? Why even wake up in the morning? Why go to the gym? Why make money? Why get in better shape? Why go to work each day? Why start a business? Why do anything without a purpose? So in today's video, I'm going to share with you guys my life plan. I'm going to share with you guys a life that I envision, the life that I've already created, some of it, but also the future vision that I have for my life 5 years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and beyond, that I have a vision for, the purpose for it. But I also want to share with you how to create a plan for your life, how to create a purpose and a vision for your life as well, and how to structure it in a way that you can leave this video and immediately apply this for your life. Now, I believe everybody needs a plan. If you don't have a plan for your life, then you're going to be a part of someone else's plan. And without a plan, then you're just going to get whatever shows up for you in your life. So the future that you want to create 5 years from now, 10, 20, 30, 40, the next 50 years for your life and beyond is all being created right now today. I want you to understand that. What you do today is creating your future. And you want to consciously design the life that you want to create for yourself as opposed to just showing up 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now and just looking at your life and be like, how did I even get here? Was this even created? Well, the life that you have today, whether it's amazing or whether maybe it's a life that you're not totally proud of, understand that you've created this. You've manifested exactly where you are today, the life that you have. And maybe it just happened reactively. You didn't proactively sit down and actually design and manifest and decide on the goals, the vision that you're going to have. And so I believe that it's what we do today that's going to determine our future, that's going to determine our tomorrow. And to sit down and take the time, this is your life. You know, this is probably one of the most important videos you could watch today in your life to really go through and actually design this for yourself, your future self. Because everything that I have today, everything that I am today, that I stand before you with right now, is all something that I've created. I've created this as a thought, an idea in my imagination, as something in my head that allowed me to focus on that consistently to manifest who I am today and what I have today, from the penthouse that I live in, that I'm speaking to you guys from right now, to the car that I drive, to, you know, myself speaking to you. You know, there's once a time where I wasn't who I am today. You know, there's once a time 10 or 15 years ago, I was shy. People will say, Stefan, well, how did you change? How did you get out of that position in your life where you're shy and you're broke and you're in debt and you're alone and you're unhappy and depressed? And you're overweight and even underweight at certain points in your life. How did you change? It's all because I created a vision for the life, the future that I was going to create and manifest in my life. I didn't get caught up in that moment. I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to create my future right now. I'm going to design the wealth, the financial abundance. I'm going to be a multimillionaire. I'm going to be physically fit. I'm going to be vital. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to be powerful. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to attract this amazing woman in my life. I created that. Everything that I am and have today because of this process of creating a plan for it. So I'm proof that this is real. I'm proof that this works. And by the way, I have a YouTube video back in 2012, 5 years ago, of me sharing my life plan then. And you guys could go back 5 years if you choose and do a search, my life plan. You'll find it there. It's back when I had hair. I was living in a little apartment. I was not where I am today. But, you know, even before then, to create where I was then, I had a plan before that many years. And so it's proof that it works. Everything that I'm sharing with you, it works. And the vision that I have and the plan that I have for my life, it's inevitable. It will come to fruition. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. So I want you guys to understand the importance of this, why this is valuable, why this is a must for you to really create a plan and a vision for your life and to evolve it, make it better and better, because a plan you might have, it might change as time goes on too. But at least having something is better than nothing. Okay, so what I have here is a book. And it's a book that says My Life Plan. And this book has my vision, my purpose for my life, my ultimate vision that embodies every aspect of my life. But it also goes into each of the individual parts of my life too. And I break down life into 7 core areas that I'll share with you guys a little bit later. But I want to read to you guys my ultimate vision first. Then I'll share with you my purpose. And then we'll get into actually how to do this and create something like this. And I find it useful to have something like this because I can read it every day. I can see it and actually have it written out. And I get so fired up and excited every time that I do. Okay, so I'm going to share this with you guys here. It says that my ultimate vision for my life is to be a person who is truly a leader in the world. Someone who positively impacts millions of people's lives through my incredible vision, determination, courage, passion, creativity, caring, and commitment. I constantly help improve the quality of people's lives worldwide by fulfilling my purpose in life of growing and giving. I am a multimillionaire and successful entrepreneur that creates world-class businesses, products, and services that changes people's lives worldwide. I am financially free and live in total abundance, doing what I want with whomever I want, whenever I want. I continuously grow and evolve who I am to my maximum potential, being the best that I can be each day, while sharing my gifts with millions of people around the world through my blog, articles, videos, social media, products, services, and events and coaching. I am a philanthropist and a force for good that is dedicated to helping those in need with areas that I'm committed to serving in, specifically having funded and built over 100 houses for those suffering from poverty and 30 schools for children in need of proper education. I have an incredibly loving, beautiful wife that I have a passionate love affair with that is growing every day. I have an extraordinary family life with 2 children that I give unconditional love to and help shape into incredible human beings. I have a close relationship with my family that consists of incredible communication and support, which includes my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, nieces, and nephews. I live in 2 multi-million dollar homes in 2 world-class cities, an incredible penthouse in downtown Vancouver with breathtaking views, as well as a gorgeous mansion with my own private beach in California. My lifestyle consists of total freedom to travel, which includes fun, adventurous vacation every 3 months, while enjoying a full 3 months immersed in a new part of the world every year. I'm constantly learning and expanding, attending events, seminars, reading books, and investing in products and coaches that allow me to consistently make progress in all areas of my life. I am physically fit and weigh 170 pounds at 6% body fat with unstoppable energy. I have traveled the world and experienced so many amazing cultures and created incredible magic moments with a woman that I love, my soulmate, Tatiana. I have extraordinary friendships with friends that I'm constantly growing with that are supportive, that are fun, that are successful, leaders and givers that I'm sharing my experience of life with. I'm living a purpose-driven life that allows me to experience a deep sense of meaning and happiness and fulfillment every day. I'm a master of my emotions, consistently experiencing peak levels of emotional juice and vitality, happiness and joy and laughter, fun, passion, gratitude, peace, certainty, adventure, aliveness, and fulfillment. I am a force for God, and have a deep, everlasting spiritual connection with God, my creator. I'm living my destiny. Now, just me reading that, I don't know if you can tell or not, I get goosebumps. I get excited. I get fired up. That's what a vision does. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Stephan, I don't have any motivation. My answer to that is that you don't have a vision that excites you. You don't have something that fires you up, that's going to wake you up early and keep you up late. When you have something like this, and again, my vision might be totally different than your vision. There's no right or wrong. It's whatever speaks to you, the life that you want. There's no judgment about, you know, your vision's right or wrong. Whatever you want to create for yourself. And for me, this is what excites me. This is what motivates me. This is what inspires me. And when you have something like this and you language it in a way that it moves you, that it touches you, it's amazing the energy that you'll release and awaken within yourself. Most people, they've never experienced the peak level of emotion and motivation that you can have when you tap into a vision that's greater than yourself. Something that is just so big and amazing that you want so bad. And I'm sure you've already had that. You've already had things in your life you wanted so bad that you just found a way to get there. And sometimes you don't even know how. You know, parts of this, I remember I created this vision and I've evolved it over the years, but you know, I had no idea how I was going to live in the apartment that I live in today. I had no idea how I was going to become this kind of person. I didn't know idea how I was going to overcome my shyness and become more confident and more powerful. I didn't know idea how I was going to attract the woman that I have in my life. But I had total faith in the vision. I was like a kid, because kids don't have fear. Kids don't worry about the things that adults do. When you're a kid, you want to be whatever, you know, everything's possible, right? You want to be the next president. You want to be an astronaut. You want to go to the moon. You want to go to Mars. There's no limits to that. And so I always make sure that when I create my vision for my life, I operate from that place of no limitation, no fear. And I know that this vision is inevitable. It will come to fruition. I don't know when. It might be in the next 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 or 40, 50 years. And it might change. It will change. It will evolve. Maybe I might decide, hey, you know, I want 3 kids or I want 1 kid. Or maybe, hey, you know what? I don't really care about money. I just want to go and be a monk. And I'm going to go off and meditate in India for the rest of my life, right? Or I might change, you know, some of the elements of this, of what I want to contribute or what I want to give or who I want to be. But again, having something that you're moving towards, as the Bible says, without a vision, people perish. Without a vision, people just sit around. They don't do anything. So you got to have a vision that excites you and motivates you. Now, the next piece is having a purpose. Your purpose is why you want that, why you're doing what you do, why you want to create that vision. What will that give you? What are the benefits? And why is that really important? So I'm not going to read this all for you because it's pretty long, but I'll read the essence of it. My ultimate purpose in life is to humbly serve God by being a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers to any of us the moment we acknowledge and rejoice in our Creator's gifts, to sincerely love and serve in all His creations, to live life to the fullest, to create magic moments, to be fulfilled and happy on a daily basis, to live life on my terms, and to never settle for anything less than I can be, do, give, or create. Because the secret to living is giving. Now, that's one thing Tony Robbins said. Secret to living is giving. That's the secret to living is giving. I want to fulfill my potential as a human being on this planet, to be a living example of the endless possibilities of the human spirit, to be an inspiration and role model to others, to be remembered and create a legacy beyond myself, to be a leader and a mentor to millions of people around the world, to live a life of peak experiences, to be financially free and have freedom to do what I want with whomever I want, whenever I want, to travel the world with the woman that I love, Tatiana, because this is what God has put me here for, to live my mission, my purpose in life, to feel proud of who I am, what I've accomplished and what I've given, to be fully alive so I can live to be 100. Because energy is life, to have someone to share my life with, to grow together and live a fairy tale romance. Because my life has a meaning and a purpose, and to honor that is the most powerful way to show my respect for myself and my Creator. By endeavoring to become more myself, I can set a strong example of what's possible for others. Because I believe that we only get one trip through this lifetime, and it's important to enjoy the process. Because what we remember in the end isn't all the things we've done, but the lives that we've touched, the memories we've created along the way. Because I believe that I believe that you get what you give in life. So it's important to give everything you can to help others. To take care of myself and have a passionate love affair with myself to ensure that I have more to give. Because I want to reflect outward that gratitude I consistently feel inside. Because God isn't as much interested in my convenience as he is my character. To ensure that my body reflects the soul that I know I am inside. To give my friends, family, and loved ones absolute certainty about my love for them so it lasts well beyond my physical years on this planet. To feel proud and excited about my life, you know, so that I can give more and share more and experience more. To have a blast, to create an unbelievable story, to leave behind a legacy that grows and inspires my friends and family for generations to come. To be a role model to my children and my family members, to be a leader and a force for good. To have changed the lives of over 100 families by funding and building a home for them that will last for many generations. To be able to change the lives of thousands of children by building schools that can give them proper education and a positive environment to learn. To be able to enjoy all that life has to offer, everything. Everything that's available, including travel, luxury, peak experiences, emotional juice, and to really max out my experience of life. And because it's not about what you get in life that matters, it's about who you become and what you've given. You know, these here, I've got them written out in different bullets, but I get goosebumps, guys. I get fired up. I get excited. You know, the language, the words, how I phrase that is powerful. And again, it might be totally different, your vision, the life you want to create, than mine, but that's okay. Again, there's no right or wrong. And I could go on and on. You know, I have a whole long list of my purpose and reasons and why this is important. And I find when I integrate this as part of my ritual every day and I read this out loud to myself, man, I'm fired up for the rest of the day. There's no motivation that I need beyond this, right? It's actually feeling this and experiencing this now today that's going to allow me to create this in my future. And I think the key thing with this too is that you're not just reading it, but you're actually feeling it. And I'm not sure if you could tell, but as I was reading it, I was feeling it. I was feeling the emotions of it. Some of it moved me. Some of it touched me. Some of it changed the energy in my body. You know, some of it, you know, I spoke about it with passion and enthusiasm. And oftentimes what I do is I take a pause and I really feel it even deeper. And I really imagine it. I visualize it. I see, I hear it. I engage all the different senses that I have and I fully associate to my vision, the purpose that I want for my life. Okay. So having a book like this is powerful. Okay. And when it comes to more practical of how to actually create this, well, one is I break down life into different areas, and this is important to understand. I break it down into 7 core areas of life, and I originally learned this from Tony Robbins because Tony Robbins, he was a mentor for me that's really helped me understand the importance of this too and creating a plan for your life and actually breaking life down into life mastery, different areas of life. And for you, it might be more areas or it might be less, but I break it down into 7 core areas that are the main categories of my life. And you want to make sure that your vision encompasses all of that, okay? Not just one area of your life, but multiple areas of your life. So I'm going to share that with you here, and then I'm going to go into actually the steps of actually creating your vision, your purpose, and breaking it down into more of a structure and goals that will help you create the vision that you have for yourself. So there's 7 areas of life. The first one is what I call your physical body, okay? Your physical body. Now, this is your body, not just physically how you look or not just your fitness, but actually how you feel, your health. You know, there's a difference between fitness and there's a difference between health. Fitness is your physical capacity to do something. It's your strength. It's your endurance. It's your speed. Whereas health is when every part of your body is operating at optimal efficiency. It's when your organs, your liver, your kidney, your digestive system, your respiratory system, your lungs, your brain, your hormones, your cells, your blood, every part of your body is operating at the peak. And when you do, you have an explosion of energy. You have an explosion of health, radiance, and vitality. Okay, so you got to have a vision for your physical body. You got to have a vision for how you want to feel and how you want to look. You know, for me, I shared mine. I want to be 170 pounds. I want to be 6% body fat. I want to have peak levels of energy. I want to live to be 100. That's all part of the vision that I have for my physical body. Okay? So you got to make sure your vision, your life plan encompasses that. Number two, is your mind and your emotions. Your mind and your emotions. Your mind is your mindset. Your mind is your attitude, your beliefs, because your beliefs will determine your behavior. So you got to make sure you have empowering beliefs. You want to get rid of all those limiting beliefs that might be holding you back in your life. It's your philosophy towards life. And then your emotions is really your experience of life. It's we all want to experience more positive emotions such as love and happiness and joy and gratitude and bliss and ecstasy and peace and more positive emotions, confidence and higher self-esteem, and get rid of negative emotions such as depression and anger and frustration and doubt and fear and all those things that limit and hold us back from really experiencing life to the full. So you got to have a vision there. You know, my vision embodied this. I shared the emotions that I want to experience in my life. I shared the mindset that I wanted to have and what I wanted to really create. So you got to make sure your vision embodies this too. The third area is your relationships, your intimate relationships. Now, I believe that, you know, we're love bugs. We're born out of total unconditional love. Human beings were made to procreate in some way. That this area of your life, your relationships, can provide the greatest emotional juice and the greatest amount of love, passion, fulfillment, intimacy that will trump everything else in your life. There's no amount of money, you know, making $1 million or getting a new house or a new car or to, you know, change, get a six pack and change your body. The highest of high that you experience from that is not even close to the highest of high that true love and passion can provide for you in your life. And relationships really amplify your entire experience of life. So I believe you got to have a vision here too. The most important decision I believe you make in your life is who you're going to share your life with. Who you're going to spend your life with, that's important. Who you're going to get married to, you marry, you're committed to that person. In many cases, that ends up either financially destroying a lot of people because they end up in divorce. 50% is the divorce rate, unfortunately. Or your relationship, your partner can empower you. It can support you in your mission, your purpose in life. So very important to have a vision. For me, I mentioned that, shared my life with my beautiful woman, my beloved Tatiana, traveling the world together and experiencing magic moments and fun and adventure, starting a family, etc. Or if you're single, maybe, you know, again, everyone has a different vision. So maybe for you, it's to be single. Maybe for you, it's to date. Maybe for you, it's to not get married, you know, and not have kids. That's totally fine too. Again, I want you to understand that everyone's vision and everyone's life is different. Everyone's plan is different. You know, again, what is for me might be totally different for you. There might be elements of my life that you get excited for. Like, hey, you know what? I like that. I'm going to integrate that to my life plan. Or there might be a totally different plan that excites you. And there might even be different areas. Again, these seven areas are just the most common ones that the majority of people have as categories of their life. Okay, so for you, it could be more, it could be less. It's, again, it's your life, whatever you want to do. Number four is your career and or business. Okay, your career and or business. This is where you're going to spend the majority of your life, right? This is your purpose, your mission in life. Ideally, you want to make sure if you have a career, it fulfills you, it makes you happy, it's aligned with your purpose and helps support the vision that you want to create for yourself. Nothing wrong with having a career. Maybe you want to be a great doctor, a great lawyer, or an engineer, or an accountant, or an actor, or a musician, or an athlete. That's totally fine. Or if you want to have a business, you know, what you want to give, what would that be? What's the vision that you have there? You know, what kind of lifestyle would your business provide for you? What kind of products and services would you create that would solve problems and make a difference and really contribute and add value? Okay, so having a vision for this, very important. And I shared mine, you know, I want to impact millions of people's lives and create content and courses and programs that really serve. Okay, number five. Is your finances. Your finances. Now, money is a part of life. It's a part of society. And you got to make sure that you have a vision for that. You have a plan for that. You got to make sure that, you know, whatever that is for you, that you have money for your retirement. Maybe your financial vision is to be making six figures a year, or maybe be worth six figures, or maybe it's to be a millionaire or a multimillionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire. I don't care. Whatever your vision is, whatever inspires you and excites you, you want to get clear on what that would be, and even going into what that would look like. You know, how would that manifest itself? Because it's not just about having money in a bank account, but what would you do with that money? What would you give it away? Would you contribute and build houses and schools, which are part of my vision? Or would you, buy nice cars and nice clothes, or live in two different homes, or one home, or an apartment? Or what would that be for you? Okay, knowing how. Having some materialistic things, if that inspires you, nothing wrong with that again, but having that a part of your vision, getting clear on what that is. Okay, number six. Okay, number six is what I call your social life. Family, friends, and fun. Okay, family, friends, and fun. Now, you could break this up into other categories if you like, but I just kind of put it all as one category of life. Your social life, which embodies your family. You want to make sure you have a vision for that you're growing there. You know, I remember for myself, I didn't really have that close of a relationship with my family growing up, but I realized, you know, I don't really have a vision for my family. And I was saying that to my mom. I said, Mom, you know, we don't really even have a vision for our family of what we want to grow and how we want it to really be. And so as a result of that, because we didn't have a vision, we were just kind of stagnant. We weren't moving towards something. So I thought, why don't we create a compelling vision for our family where maybe we go on an epic family trip once a year, or we create more magic moments together, more love, and we share more. We get closer and communicate more often and give to each other more often and help each other more often, you know? And so having a vision for your family, you might not have the best family, but here, this area of your life is important because here is your biggest source of love. The first man you ever loved in your life was your father. The first woman that you've ever loved in your life is your mother, okay? And you're going to make sure that you have a positive relationship with that, whether alive or dead, or whether they're good parents or bad parents. You still got to make sure that that is resolved and empowering and a positive place for you, because if you don't, you're going to be in pain, because this is going to affect everything else in your life. This is your blueprint that will manifest itself in your relationships and your emotions. Friends, who you spend time with is who you become. You got to surround yourself with people that are like-minded, the right kind of people that you want to be around. You got to consciously decide and create a vision for the people you want in your life. People maybe that are positive and happy and successful, or leaders, whatever that is for you, make sure that you get clear on the vision for that. And then also fun. You got to make sure you're having fun in life. You got to make sure that you're nurturing that inner child that we all have, and you're growing that area of your life too. Okay, number seven. And by the way, if you guys are enjoying this so far, I know I've been kind of talking on, we're going to wrap up into the next segment soon. But if you're enjoying this, hit the thumbs up button on YouTube. I appreciate any love or support if you're enjoying this. I assume if you're watching it this far that you're engaged here. You're actually, you know, I commend you for actually being here and watching this in-depth, longer video to the point that it is now. But I'd appreciate any thumbs up or likes. That helps me, helps support me, and also gives me an indicator that, hey, you know what? Maybe I should do more videos like this and maybe do a more in-depth video on to going into some of this stuff a little bit more too. So I appreciate any likes and thumbs up. But number seven is your spiritual life. Now, I believe that we are spiritual beings, that we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, but we're spiritual beings having a human experience, as Wayne Dyer says. And that I believe that life is more than just this moment. It's more than just your body. You know, I think that if you just believe that life is just, you know, you're here and you're here till you're 80 years old and then you die and that's it, that you're going to have a limited experience of life, because I believe that life goes on, that our spirit, our soul is greater, that we're just here on a temporary vacation in this body, but there's more than that. And I found that by having a spiritual practice in your life, whether that's religion or I don't care what you believe, but by having something, it enhances and amplifies your entire experience of life. You know, because life is uncertain. Life has a lot of adversity. It has a lot of challenges, a lot of things that are unknown. A lot of things will happen that are totally unjust. And there's not going to be any reason for that. You're not going to be able to understand why you're going through this challenge. But spiritually, if you can become more conscious and you can develop yourself beyond just the moment and maybe take on beliefs that you're guided or that things are a blessing or a gift or everything happens for a reason or a purpose, I found that that can enrich your life and empower you in ways that are indescribable, really. So for me, that's an area of my life that I also throw in. And again, these are the seven areas, but you might decide that, you know, the six for you, there's maybe seven or eight or nine. I don't care what that is for you, but these are the core areas that I break down my life in and that I want to make sure that my vision embodies this all, okay? Not just having a vision for your business or your finances, but every element of your life, okay? Now, when it comes to creating your vision, I kind of break it down into three main things, okay? Or your life plan, I should say. So first is your vision. Now, to create this vision, what I recommend that you do is you spend, maybe block off an hour or two, maybe longer. You go to a place that's quiet or put on some music that inspires you, that helps you get into a positive state. And put yourself in a state where you're like a kid. Okay, because again, kids, they don't have limitations on themselves. Adults, they think about, oh, that's not realistic, or I can't do that because of this, or they think of all these reasons why something is not possible. And if you don't already know, everything is possible. You know, something is impossible until someone's actually done it. Then it becomes possible, and it changes everyone's mindset around it. There's once a time where, people didn't believe that electricity would be even possible, and people made fun of Thomas Edison, but because he had the vision for that and he had the belief, the certainty, he defied the odds, we now get to enjoy and benefit from electricity. There was once a time where they thought it was impossible or crazy to be able to go to the moon one day or go into outer space. And again, it's not until someone did it, because they had the vision for that and they had the purpose for it, that they've been able to create that, which has changed the beliefs and the perception of everyone on this planet. So you got to make sure that you have a vision, okay, that is something that inspires you. And to do that, you got to put yourself in a place when you're a kid and imagine that anything's possible, okay? Because if you ask a kid, what do you want for Christmas, he's going to tell you, I want to have an island one day, or I want to for Christmas, or I want to have a unicorn, or whatever, you know. And it's getting to that point where there's no limitations, there's nothing holding you back, that you're going to be able to tap into your ultimate vision. Okay, so that's the first thing you need. Again, you want it to embody all of this. The next thing is the purpose. Okay, so you have to have a purpose, which is really why you want this vision. Why do you want to, you know, why do I want to be 170 pounds at 6% body fat? And why do I want to, you know, have the health, the energy, the vitality? Why do I want to master my mind and emotions and experience optimal levels of happiness and joy? Why do I want to have that great relationship? Why? You have to tap into the purpose and get clear on that. Okay. And again, I recommend you take out a journal, take out a computer, write this down, write it down in detail, and then don't worry about being perfect. But once you write it down, you can improve it. You can enhance it. You can add more language to it and make it more exciting for you. Okay. So actually writing out your vision, writing out your purpose, making sure it includes everything. And then next is your goals. So your vision might be something that's 10 years out. 20 years out, 30, 40, 50 years out, okay? It might be something crazy and totally unrealistic and beyond your comfort zone. It might be totally beyond what your realm of possibilities are in this moment, okay? Your goals are the more practical, more attainable and realistic bite-sized pieces of your vision, Okay, so your goals, you'd want to have 1 year, you'd want to have 3 month goals, and then also maybe monthly goals. Okay, so, you know, if my ultimate vision for my body is to be 170 pounds at 6% body fat, well, maybe my 1 year goal, to help me achieve this vision for myself is to lose 5 pounds, right? Or maybe it's to gain 5 pounds of muscle. Or maybe, you know, for me, it's to do a cleanse every year. I do a 15-day juice fast, which contributes to, you know, my vision that I have for my body, okay? You know, maybe from my mind and my emotions, my goals could be to do my morning ritual every day, or to do a meditation retreat, or meditate every day, or some new habits that can empower me with that. Maybe for my relationship, it's you know, doing a fun trip or vacation. Maybe for my career, it's taking action in this area. Maybe it's going through this program or doing some marketing campaigns or whatever it is there. So having the yearly goals, which basically are the bite-sized chunks that make up your vision, because you know that these are the steps you take. They might be small. They might be tiny steps. But if you consistently do that day after day, month after month, year after year, it might take you a few years, but you're going to get to that vision. Because everything that I do today and everything that you want to do today is going to be a part of contributing to making this vision a reality for you. Okay? So that's why I like to break it down into monthly, 3 month, yearly, having those year after year. They're the milestones that year after year I set new ones, and then that allows me to make progress towards my vision. Okay, so I'm going to share a few more things for you. Hopefully that makes sense, but you'd want to write this out. This is a process that you can do. You know, you can create this once. You can evolve it every year is often what I do. And then I set my yearly goals every year. And then every 3 months and monthly, I set those goals as I go as well. And I'm always readjusting when necessary to make sure I'm on course to hit the vision that I have for myself. Now, another thing that I do, which is also powerful, is I take my vision, my life plan, and I have it here framed. Okay, so I have my ultimate vision, my ultimate purpose, and what I do is I put this in my office so that I can read it every day. I can focus on this every single day, and what this does is it ensures that I see it every day, because sometimes when you have a book or you have it on a document in your computer, what I've found is that it's very easy for this just to get on the shelf. It's very easy for that file on the computer to get lost, and you never open it again, you know, and you forget about it. So I find physically having something where I can see it every day, and I, you know, I walk to the bathroom, I see it, I got to, you know, read it. I can't escape that. I found that to be very empowering and useful too. And so I like to have it framed, put it in my office, put it in your bedroom, put it in your car, put it in the bathroom, put it in your wallet, somewhere that forces you to read every day. Because the more that you focus on your vision and your purpose and your goals, then the faster you're going to get there. It's going to actually manifest and show up in your life. And then the other thing that I do is I have a vision board. And I did a YouTube video on this a while ago, but you can learn a little bit more about that if you search for it on my YouTube channel. But I like to take visual images of the life, the vision that I have, and put them together in a board like this, and also put this on my wall so I can see it every day. And part of my morning ritual is I read my vision to myself. I speak about it with energy, with passion. I look at my vision board. I actually imagine and feel living in the penthouse. I think, oh, yeah. And I feel it. And I imagine. I really go deep with it. I imagine, you know, living in the house in California and the body that I'm going to have and, you know, the life and the travel and the adventure and the meditation and the love and God and spirituality and the car and the, you know, just everything. And I found this really gets me juiced up and fires me up as well because it makes it more real too. So having things like this, like a vision board to stimulate yourself, to motivate yourself, to get yourself fired up and to make it more real for you is also very powerful. Okay. So having a vision board, by the way, you might be watching this and thinking this guy's crazy. this guy's nuts. He's going overboard or he's too extreme. And yeah, I am. But this is real. This works. You know, I'm even more passionate about this stuff today than I was before because now I know it works because I've already created and manifested a lot of the things that I have in my vision. A lot of the things that I wrote out have come true, right? So I believe in this 1,000%. And even when I was just getting started, I believed in this. I believed that this vision was possible for myself. And you got to have that belief. You got to have that faith. Okay. And now what I also do, if you want to go deeper with this, is in this book, my life plan book. So I have my vision, I have my purpose, but I also have a vision and a purpose for each area of my life. Okay. And I have goals for each area as well. Okay. So I want to make that clear if I didn't already. So for example, if I were to pull, I'm not going to go into them all with you, but if I were to pull up, you know, financial freedom, my vision for this is to be making $10 million a year in revenue with 80% of it being earned through passive income, businesses, real estate investments, and at least $8 million a year in profit, to have a net worth of $20 million, to own a $5 million penthouse in downtown Vancouver, and a $10 million mansion with a private beach in California, a Lamborghini Aventador, a Ferrari 458 Italia, personal chef, personal trainer, housekeeper, coaches, etc., etc., etc. Okay? Now, you want to be specific and very clear. You don't want to have general stuff. You don't want it to be vague. Specifically, how much money financially do you want to make? What do you want your net worth to be? How much is that place going to be worth? What kind of car do you want to have? Getting in detail about that. Then I have my purpose for that. You know, if I were to go into my relationship, to be an amazing, passionate, loving, honest, exciting, fulfilling, fun, committed, extraordinary relationship with the woman of my dreams, my soulmate, Tatiana, to have a passionate love affair that's continuously growing, to focus on meeting each other's needs at high levels, giving unconditional love, and creating incredible magic moments. Okay, so I break it down. I've got my vision here. I've got my purpose for my relationship. And then I've got my goals, my one-year goals, my 3 months goals, my monthly goals in that area. Okay, so I do that for each area of my life. And if you want to go deeper, I won't have time to go too deep into this, but I also have for my business. So I run multiple businesses, one of them being Project Life Mastery, but I have a plan for my business. And it's not a traditional business plan, but this is a plan that goes into the vision that I have for Project Life Mastery. You know, a lot of people, they get so excited about starting a business initially because they have a vision and a purpose for it. But sometimes when you've been in business for a while, you can lose a bit of that excitement. You can lose some of that passion for it. And so for me, I found having a vision for my business is powerful. Having a vision for Project Life Mastery excites me and fires me up to work on my mission and my purpose, which is this vehicle called my business. So I've got my vision here. I've got my purpose here. I even break down my business into multiple categories because a business is made up of several parts. So I have my role and myself as the leader, as the coach, as the mentor, as the speaker. I've got a vision and a purpose for that and goals for that too. For my marketing in my business, I have a vision, a purpose, and goals for marketing, for product development, for my team, the managers that I have, and the people on my team, and the environment, the culture that I want to create, my customer support, how we want to serve people, how we want to love people, how the financial part of my business, the accounting, etc. I've got a vision, a purpose, and goals for that too. So for each business that I have a book like this that excites me, fires me up. I know why I'm doing this. I share my vision with my team, what I want to accomplish, what I want to create, and this also gives me a lot of power too, okay? All right, so that is it, you know, it, guys. That's my vision, that's my purpose, that's how it works. And hopefully I can inspire you guys to do this for yourself. Hopefully you guys now understand the benefit of this, the power of this. And, you know, it's something that you got to spend time alone to really dig deep on what you really want for your life. You know, what is that vision for you? What is that purpose for you in your life? And what is the goals that you need to set and achieve that will lead you to manifesting the vision that you have? And I hope that, you know, by me sharing this with you guys, and it goes, again, it's been a pretty in-depth video. I thank you, I honor you, and I appreciate you for watching this video to this length. But hopefully, I really hope that you take action with this, that you apply, you implement it into your life. Because in doing so, and when you don't just implement it, but you actually read it every day, it will unleash your energy, it will unleash your motivation, unleash your power in life. And it's just a matter of time before you'll be able to create the life that you really want. Now, if you guys enjoyed this video, I would appreciate you guys hitting the thumbs up button. I appreciate any love or support, maybe even sharing this video with someone that could benefit from it. I'd love to hear a little bit about your vision. I know on YouTube you can't leave too long comments, but share a little bit about it. What is, you know, in a sentence or two, what is your vision for your life? What is your purpose? Share that below. I'd love to hear what that is and support you with that. Let me know what you think. And of course, subscribe for more videos like this too. You know, I do the best that I can. My business is Project Life Mastery, and I want to embody this all, and I want to help you and help other people in life to be able to achieve mastery in all these different areas. And so for me, again, my vision is I want to have products and services and content so that I can really serve you at the best possible level. So if you need help with your business, building an online business, marketing online, I've got courses for that. I've got programs for that. If you need help with your relationships, your mind, emotions, your body, I've got a Morning Ritual Mastery course. You can learn more about that in the description below. But hopefully I can serve you in some way, even deeper than just this video, and in the future as well, because I'm always growing. I'm always looking for new ways that I can enhance the quality of your life and enhance my life too. So I want to thank you again for watching this video and joining me here today. I look forward to hearing about your vision. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.